And we ought to understand that even the values that we attribute to our heroes and villains will keep on changing and switching. And it is not much the fact that we are being under attack, but that we are being under attack while nurturing a new life. And unless we try to make our own partisan institution, we'll be no one without an institution. And the more victims are made official, the more we set them to become the new villains. And unable to grow independent from our patriarchs, we at last precipitate in their own tragedy. And the bigger is the temple, the wider will be the desert that will be left around it. And in our escalation against the worldly power, we ought to make sure that a step is consolidated before taking a new step. And what is true within a dichotomy becomes false within a larger dichotomy. And only with a sense of order we can work to overcome the greatest complexities. And the desolation created by one or many individuals can only be healed by the poetic initiatives of a few. We ought to avoid our relation to something to become official in order to maintain the necessary intimacy to keep it up. And in our fully dedicated spiritual development is no longer the content that comes to matter, but the perfection we reach itself. And the more outside events constrain us, the more we have to scale down our ambitions, yet not necessarily our commitment. And the more we learn to tolerate everything, the more we become intolerant to a specific something. And only those who manage to fully embrace their nature can lend a hand to the common good. And the only truth is that the truth of the larger narratives are most destructive for the smaller narratives trying to survive. And any patriarch morality degenerates as soon as it moves outside its household or its walls are destroyed. And we ought to realize that the most beautiful manifestations of human spirituality, like flowers, often vanish, leaving no fruit. And the more technologies become sophisticated, the less resources get available, and the more we should step up to develop techniques to regenerate them. And we cannot lose time to win time, but our aim should be to be at peace with time. And the officially imposed representation always represent truth if we are able to apply a negative filter to it. And we ought to be in the world without the sensation that we're missing out some opportunity, but that of dwelling with our own existence. And social constructions always break down as soon as injustices ought to be imported in order for it to have a meaning to exist. And an ideology against all other ideologies cannot be any brainwashing, but eyes and ears opening. And if we do get some luxuries, we shall try to make some profit of them, only to go back to our previous natural place. And there is nothing more beneficial than a regulation we can ourselves devise, nothing more harmful than a regulation we have to submit ourselves to. And as politics isolate the culture that could link us all, they only promote their ideology that breaks us apart. And rather than dying of all the possible conspiracy that could kill us, we should only and foremostly apply moderation. And even the most scientifically accurate forecast is yet another reductive prejudice on the natural infinity. And the pride of a nation is either at its art when it's willing to expand itself, or at its surrounding when it's willing to defend its borders. And in the end, the colonials will embrace the fight against them as they found a different way where to address their greediness. And only soothed in the patterns of our existence, we can trap human content that can survive the catastrophic changes of political ideologies. And if in ignorance is evil, the fact that we delegate all truth to technology without retaining any keeps us evil. And in order to keep up cultivating our nature, we ought to keep exact half of ourselves in the civilized world. And at last the islanders poured down, but it was at first a lowlander who threw the stone, breaking their fragile vase. And the only stability in capitalist society is based on the instability that is produced by having to constantly replace the human agent. And we cry for having been left alone when only alone in our nature we can truly rejoice. And the more power is bottled up, the more those who are left outside will try to pop the champagne out of it. And our only human task is to pack the boat up without demanding to control the actual sea. And to be spiritually elevated to the maximum height, we only but need the smallest of natural heights. And the more we accept without questioning the rules of civilization, the more we get ready to become the new set of slaves. And avoiding the constant state of social limbo, we shall fully rely to a nature guaranteeing both good and bad weather. It is not a particular place we should be in communion with, but the all of the universe. As one can only be wise without credits nor debits, the first bit of wisdom is how to be without them. As all cultures are surrogates to compensate the natural lack, only those addressing directly this lack can be considered as authentic. And even the passive greediness of people is so quick in contaminating the splendid moments of relief that so regularly nature offers us. And especially the most ethical prohibitions are ways for people to find how to act even more immorally. And even if a platform is established allowing everyone to speak, moderators will become ever more official, leaving increasingly more people out. And in truth, we can only preach only if we give up our position as preachers. And no matter the container, humans and their products become an assemblage of soon obsolete technologies. And teachers are those who can bring a corrupted society back to nature in exchange of their own lives. And the more corporations take over, the more we shouldn't become one in order to let humanity prevail. And we cannot but declare a partisan war against any kind of politics going as far as interfering with our nature. And depression is not the inability to overcome artificial obstacles, but the inability to realize that it's not needed to overcome them. And the one difference between a discipline for death and a discipline for life is that the former requires harshness, while the latter requires a constant tenderness. And if our soul is invaded, we can only re-emerge if also our body gets invaded. And for the sake of keeping traditions intact, those who can give a soul to them are excluded. And so obsessed we are about the enslaved body of others that we fail to recognize how enslaved our soul is. And most importantly, we ought to find ways to live spiritually without connecting our resources to any form of capitalism. And in the end, any form of political debate is but a fuss for more power.